What if, for a woman, earning more than her partner actually held back her own career? We already know that women often do the lion's share of housework, and this can slow down their career progression. But one important question remains. Are there certain income situations within your honor couples that make this problem worse, or perhaps ease it? To answer this, together with two colleagues, I analyzed 22 years of data from 7,000 heterosexual dual honor couples in Australia. We look at three key dimensions: each partner's gross income, their time spent in routine household tasks, and their chances of getting a promotion. The findings are striking and quite surprising. When the man earns more than the woman, what we call a traditional male breadwinning situation, the traditional pattern takes over. The woman shoulders more of the housework compared to situations when both partners earn about the same. As a result, she has less time and energy to focus on her career. But when the woman earns more, you might expect the roles to reverse. In fact, even when they out-earn their partner, women remain disadvantaged. They are more likely to turn down a promotion, a higher paying job, or a challenging assignment. Why is that? Behind it, there are powerful social mechanisms at play. First, the division of the household labor. When the man earns more, the traditional script applies. The woman does more at home. But when it's the other way around, something else happens. To compensate for this non-traditional setup and to protect their partner's sense of masculinity, women end up taking even more domestic responsibilities compared to when both partners earn similar incomes. Whether women earn less or more than their male partners, they often end up doing more housework. This double shift drains their time and energy, making it harder to pursue career advancement. We found that only couples with balanced incomes escape this trap. In those cases, the symbolic tension eases, housework is shared more equally, and women have much better chances of being promoted. Another important factor is the overall level of household income. In wealthier households, men are more willing to share the feminine-typed household chores without feeling their masculinity is at stake. As a result, women in financially well-off, equal-earning couples have a better chance of advancing in their careers because they face a lighter load at home compared to women in less wealthy households. So, what can you take away from this? Income inequality between partners, whether in favor of men or women, feeds domestic inequality, especially for women. And that domestic imbalance holds women back in their careers. What's striking is that this vicious cycle does not affect men. Their promotion chances remain stable whether they earn more, less, or the same as their partner. Our research offers important insights into how we might interrupt this cycle. As income dynamics between partners shift, couples need to talk openly about their expectations, both at work and at home, and how they should share responsibilities and support each other's professional success. Women should be aware when they take on more housework to prove their femininity or protect their partner's masculinity, their careers suffer. Masculinity is not defined by earning more than your partner. We need to rethink what masculinity means in today's world, especially as couples now have a wide range of income arrangements. And that starts with honest communication between partners. But individual goodwill is not enough. We need public policies to challenge the outdated view that masculinity is defined by being the primary provider. Organizations should step up too by offering equal parental leave that encourages shared caregiving and by promoting pay transparency to support economic equality at home.